Sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the TAB, welcome to the Winner's Sporting Edge.
Yes, you are with Andrew Hughes. Trent Langscale about to join us on RSN 927, part of Winners, part of our RSN 927 social media as we look at sports betting. How are you, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Andrew.
How did the Australian win last night in the soccer treat punters and TAB?
Oh, they were pretty happy with the fact that the Socceroos won in normal time and they have qualified for Russia next year. Still $201 to win the World Cup, though, Cutie, so not getting too excited yet. But there are a few other markets in regards to when or how far the Socceroos progress, and there is one that we are $3.40 to win a match at next year's World Cup, and that's not without knowing who we're actually going to be playing yet. So there are some markets available at the moment, but still $201 to win the World Cup next year.
Okay, that's an interesting market. The 201, some might say, is unders, but that's an interesting price. You want to take a bit of a stab at just lucky dip. They might draw someone that they might start a game against that they're a very winnable chance, and you're getting $3.40 to win any game. That's not a bad price, depending on who they draw. Okay, let's look at some immediate sport coming up. And it's a pretty busy Thursday, especially tonight as well. We do have a Thursday night A-League game to go with the Thursday NBL to bet on tonight.
That's right. So with the A-League tonight in Gosford, we've got Central Coast $2.40 against Adelaide United at $2.75. The draw $3.65. Central Coast, they've only had the one win this season, but it's a pretty big one. They knocked over the defending champion Sydney FC last week. So they're at least feeling pretty good about that at the moment. In the NBL tonight, we've got the Illawarra Hawks up against the Sydney Kings. Hughie, the Illawarra Hawks $1.60 and the Sydney Kings $2.35. The line for the game is 3.5 points in Sydney. They've only managed to win two games this season, but funnily enough, they've both been against Illawarra. So at least that gives them some heart going into tonight's match. So just going back to the A-League, so some other notable games over the weekend. So tomorrow night at Suncorp Stadium, Brisbane are up against Melbourne City, where Brisbane are $2.90, the draw at $3.60, and Melbourne City $2.25 favourites. And then Sunday night, a 7 o'clock start at NIB Stadium, Melbourne Victory, they are desperate to get maximum points eventually against Perth, where Perth at home at $2.35, the draw at $3.50, and Melbourne Victory at $2.75. And it hasn't been a happy hunting ground in regards to Melbourne Victory over across the Nullarbor, Andrew, because they have lost, or they haven't won an away game over there since March of 2014. So if Melbourne Victory are looking to break their duck this season, they're going to have to do it at a venue where they have struggled in the past.
All right, just quickly, one soccer price I wanted to get from you. With the change in time difference, doesn't bother me because I'm up all night on the weekend and our listeners know that, but with the time zone now, EPL games are pushed further into the night. It's at 2 a.m. most of them start, but if you're staying up late enough, there's a ripper at 11:30 Saturday, Arsenal-Tottenham, Trent.
That's right. So we've had the international break, so all of the big European leagues, they resume, and that is the absolute beauty of round 12. 11:30 Saturday night at Emirates Stadium, where Arsenal are $2.35, the draw at $3.40, and Tottenham at $2.75. So Tottenham undefeated in their last six against Arsenal, two of those wins and four draws. And in their last meeting in round 11, Arsenal lost to Manchester City, and Tottenham, well, they've won five of their last six with a 1-0 home win against Crystal Palace. So that's the big one of round 12 there, Andrew. I'll just quickly mention of those Sunday morning games at 2 o'clock. Manchester City, $1.33 away to Leicester City. Liverpool are $1.40 at home to Southampton. And also Chelsea, even though they're travelling away to West Brom, they are $1.57 favourites. And the 4:30 match on our Sunday morning, Manchester United, $1.25 at home to Newcastle United. But round 12 of the EPL, a North London derby to start on Saturday night.
I know some people have Optus, most people don't. I know the TAB had a terrific promotion where you have the live Optus soccer in many a late night TAB. But just to tell the listeners, who there is a correlation between seeing something and betting on it in turnover, that Arsenal-Tottenham game that Trent mentioned betting at TAB on, that's the SBS coverage game on Saturday night. So that will help boost TAB turnover. Plenty of punters like to see what they're betting on, including myself. Speaking of seeing and betting on things overseas, as we speak this afternoon, a few more NBA games underway.
That is right, and we'll see a couple of these on ESPN, so not too far away. A midday start with the Charlotte Hornets $2.05. They're at home to the Cleveland Cavaliers at $1.77. The current line is a flat two, and the over-under is 219.5 points. Another decent game coming up at midday, Andrew. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they're $1.48. At home to the San Antonio Spurs at $2.65, a line of 5.5. Two of the better sides in the Western Conference so far. And then 2:30 today, the LA Lakers, Lonzo Ball, the big rookie, $2.25 against the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll get to see Ben Simmons in action at $1.65. The line is a flat three, and the over-under at the moment is 220.5 points. So we'll see LeBron just after midday, and then around about 2:30, we'll see Ben Simmons in action for the 76ers against the Los Angeles Lakers.
You're with Andrew Cuse, Trent Langscale, The Sporting Edge on RSN 927, or post our broadcast on Winners on the RSN 927 social media website as well, as we talk sports betting with Trent. Plenty of golf tournaments getting underway later today and tonight.
That's right. Well, about an hour or so ago, Cusey, we had the start of the Dunlop Phoenix tournament in Japan, where it had Brooks Koepka and Hideki Matsuyama. They're the big name players there, so that should reopen later on tonight once the first round is completed. But 2:40 this afternoon, the year-ending tournament for the European Tour. It is the DP World Tour Championship. It's in Dubai. And Justin Rose, who's been in a rich vein of form in the last month, he's won a couple of tournaments. He's the $7 favourite. You've got Sergio Garcia and John Rahm, both at 12. Brandon Grace at 13, and then you get it to $15 for Matthew Fitzpatrick and at Tyrrell Hatton, and then 21 or better the rest, and those at $21 are Victor Dewison, Tommy Fleetwood, and also Francesco Molinari. So Justin Rose, the $7 favourite for the year-ending tournament on the European Tour, the World Tour Championship there in Dubai. The PGA Tour event tees off at 1:30 in the morning. It is the RSM Classic, and not too many big names here. Kevin Kisner, who won this tournament a couple of years ago, is a $17 equal favourite with Brian Harman. You've got Matt Kuchar at 19, Webb Simpson at 23, and then Charles Howell, the third, the best of the others, at $26. So not the biggest names there, Cusey, at the PGA Tour event, the RSM Classic, teeing off at 1:30 in the morning. Much more quality in both the Dunlop Phoenix and also the European Tour event, the DP World Tour Championship, and not forgetting that the Australian Open would have teed off this time next week.
That's right. Now, what about the Rugby League World Cup? It's all about the line with Australia, and look, they probably win every game they play. They most likely win the Rugby League World Cup, and they win that at odds on. But right now, if my memory serves me correct, I think they've only covered the line once in their wins so far. I think they just fell short again the other night. They were a couple of points shy of covering the line against England in the first game. So those punters who've been backing Australia at the line would be behind, in fact, Trent.
A little bit of a struggle, but they are in action tomorrow night in Darwin, the first of the Rugby League World Cup quarterfinals, and Australia are $1.01, so at least they've got a price for this one, against Samoa at $21. The line is 32.5. Then Saturday, the couple of quarterfinals being held in New Zealand. Tonga are $1.02 against Lebanon. The line is 28.5. And then New Zealand, they're $1.17 against Fiji. The line is 14.5. And then Sunday, 4 o'clock, this is being played at Amy Park. You've got England $1.16 against PNG at $5.25, and the line there is 16.5. So they're the quarterfinals for the Rugby League World Cup there, Cusey. And also mention, running out of time, but we've got week 11 of the NFL starting tomorrow afternoon, a big Thursday night game, with the Pittsburgh Steelers $1.28 at home to the Tennessee Titans at $3.70. The line there is a flat seven. And the other TV games, the 5 o'clock match on Monday has the Minnesota Vikings $1.70 at home to the Los Angeles Rams at $2.15. And then the big one for Sunday night football, which will be 12:30 on Monday afternoon for us, the Dallas Cowboys without Ezekiel Elliott, $2.55, at home to the Philadelphia Eagles at $1.52. So week 11 of the NFL starts tomorrow afternoon.
And been a good run for total backers like myself in the over points. There's been a few games in the NFL on the TV games in recent weeks where most people were suggesting they wouldn't score a lot of points. The underdogs have been helping out, and quite a few games have been a lot of junk time scores late to carry the totals well over. And as we wrap it up just quickly, you mentioned next week the golf will be underway. What a day next Thursday will be. The Ashes first test will be underway. Leave us with the current price on the first cricket Ashes test.
Well, looking forward to a cutie, because it has been a little while since there has been a fair bit of anticipation going into any sort of test series, and this is a big one at the Gabba. So So starting 11 o'clock next Thursday, and Australia are $1.65 to win the first test, a draw at $5.50, and England $3.50. The Aussies have a tremendous record at the Gabba, and we'll see if that happens in the first of five Ashes tests beginning on Thursday throughout this summer.
We've just mentioned a handful of so many markets at TAB. Check them out yourself on the website, your local TAB, the app. So many sports to bet on. Trent Langscale, thanks for being part of today's edition of the Sporting Edge.
No worries. Thanks, Cusie.